You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I found that guy's Twitter page.
Oh, yeah? Did you...
Nothing to see.
Click a heart on it?
No.
No.
No. No. Although I should, or just hand the clicker to somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
Then I don't have to say that I participated in it. Yeah. Woo. But it is busy. It sure is busy. News time now. Shelley's here with that.
Yep, and coming up in the news, Halloween costume outrage has begun, and a Star Wars Star Trek fight to tell you about. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Big insurance companies make billions, so why don't they like paying your claim when you get hurt? Call Huffman and Huffman. They'll get you the cash that you deserve. So at 9:31 this morning,
yeah,
fall officially begins. The Virginia Department of Forestry would like your fall nuts, by the way. Just trying to get the word out for them. They say they desperately want these nuts, specifically 12 species of nuts and acorns that can be planted at their Augusta Forestry Center and grow into tree seedlings that'll become the forests of tomorrow. They do this each year, request that you collect your nuts and then donate your nuts to the state nursery. So if you feel kind, sharing of your nuts, there you go. Meanwhile, in the news, he's not on the ballot around here, but he is on the ballot in Colorado. I've seen it. Kanye West has spent $6 million out of his own pocket for his mostly abandoned presidential campaign. About half of that money was used just to gather ballot signatures, according to a mandatory filing with the FEC.
Okay.
The rapper reportedly enlisted a small army to hit the ground and gather signatures that would secure a spot on the ballot in several states. He leaned on the petition organization called Let the Voters Decide to round up a team, and he paid them somewhere between $3.5 and $4.5 million to collect signatures in just 15 states. He spent the most money, $1 million total, in Arizona, which got him 93,000 signatures in the state. But then the Arizona judge barred him from appearing on the ballot. He had a similar situation in his home state of Illinois, where he spent about $30,000, but he was removed from the ballot after a judge found a number of the signatures to be invalid, which we know all about around here.
No kidding, but then I would want my money back.
Yeah.
If I hired this company to get me signatures and then they got them under false pretenses, then they owe me money.
You would think. Yep. So I guess you would have to go through some sort of a lawsuit or something to get
right?
it back.
Yeah.
So yesterday she responded to the claim that she's a bee. Ellen DeGeneres went back to work in the studio and responded to the accusations of a toxic workplace environment. It was the 18th season premiere of her show yesterday. She admitted that things happen that never should have.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ellen.
They made the necessary changes behind the scenes. Things are going to be different. She didn't elaborate.
Yada, but they did
part ways with three of their top producers last month. And our DJ / sidekick, Twitch, has been promoted to co-executive producer.
That's pretty good.
She did address the personal attacks, though, where she says she's not, where they say that she's not the nice person, that she's just like pretending to be kind on TV.
There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV, because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress. And I am especially working on the impatience thing, because... And it's not going well, because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that.
Yeah, that's a joke. In fact, there were jokes scattered throughout the apology.
Oh,
but
people didn't like that either.
Yeah, she did seem sincere. She also joked on how hard it is to be the Be Kind Lady. But the criticism was pretty immediate, including from a Variety magazine reporter who criticized the speech's PR spin.
It really seemed like an effective PR spin. It was perfectly done. But I think that that's exactly what Ellen needed to do. It's very clear that Ellen wanted this to be perfect. Her and her producers and her writers, they clearly spent a lot of time and put a lot of thought into this. They want to do this and they want to move on and move forward and probably never talk about the allegations again.
Yep. So hopefully they can. I mean, of course you're going to put everything on this. This is like a huge turning point for your show.
Is she just a victim of the fact that we've all been locked up for so long that we just ran out of stuff to talk about? Somebody started taking her apart.
I feel like she's more of a victim of we always want to tear down like whoever's so nice and great, and
we build up.
Yeah, and she just seems like the nicest. She's like the America sweetheart. She's so kind, and she does all these nice things for people. So if you get a story where like she's actually a bee in the background, like she treats people horribly, she's like the biggest diva ever. It's like, oh, what? And then you want to know more about that because it's not. I think that's what happened.
Could be. I mean, it could be. It doesn't undo any of the good that she's done.
No, that's true.
And that's absolutely true. If she's going to continue to do that, I've struggled with this one the whole time because it's gossip, but she didn't break any laws. People were apparently treated badly to some degree. I don't know. I've worked places and been treated god awful, and there's a remedy for that. Go do something else. You got a job working in television, working in successful television in Hollywood. You know, maybe you could affect a little change from the inside. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, there was never a case with this that where you were like, oh, that was horrible. What a horrible person. The stories that were coming out were like so ridiculous that I saw a friend of mine posted, like a comedian friend of mine posted on his Facebook page, something like, Ellen came to my house when I was 7 and threw my Frisbee on the roof. And then everybody started writing like ridiculous things under that because that's what it felt like. It was the guy who legitimately said that she said his artwork was bad when he was 11.
Yeah, and that ruined his life somehow.
He's like 40-something now, you know? Like,
I can't believe that someone, maybe they did, maybe they printed it, maybe they reported it because it was so ridiculous, but I can't believe that someone thought that was worthy of mentioning that.
Yeah.
Like this moron calls you out of the blue, tells you about his ruined life. Now, maybe it's the reverse, kind of the angle that you and I are taking. Like, okay, look, suck it up, man. Come on. Maybe that's why, just because it was so extreme.
Well, it was like, and we're going to find anything. Like, who, you have something to say about Ellen? Oh, she complained that your nail polish was chipped? Like, that was another
one that really
happened. Yeah, it was like, wait, what? Like,
we never knew if that was real.
Yeah, like the server thought that maybe that's the reason that she got in trouble was that.
Yeah, because she couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
There's no way. She had waited on Ellen, and then a little while later, did Ellen say something that her nail polish was chipped?
Maybe. She got in trouble because her nail polish was chipped, and she thought Ellen complained about it.
Wow.
I mean, it's far. It's ridiculous.
Boy, when you live a life that's just based on your public portrayal, you know, it's easy to tear it down. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you feel like you know her because you're hearing her for like her show's like an hour long. So it's like you feel like you know who she is. So for her to not be that person, it would be a huge shock. But
yeah. Well, that's why everybody knows what a douche I am. We're on almost 5 hours a day. There's no hiding the douchiness. There's no hiding the nozzle.
I used to have an next door neighbor who was like, she would always tell me like, I tell people you are nothing like you are on the radio. And I always wondered what that meant when she was saying that.
Yeah. Is she defending you or is she knocking you?
Yeah, I can't tell because this is exactly how I am.
Like, yeah, I know.
It's kind of exactly how
I know.
It would be really hard to keep up some weird act for 5 hours.
Better part of 20 years? Yeah.
And not even 5 hours. I'm here until 2 p.m.
Yeah, so. True.
Let's see if I can pull that off. I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying I'm the best person ever. I'm not even Ellen. Be kind, you know?
No.
You see how we are.
And you see how we are?
Yeah, that's how you are. I do have another news story for you. Remember when an all-black cast did a table read of Golden Girls? Just one episode, just a couple of weeks
ago. I didn't
hear
it, but I remember when it went by the news, right?
Well, it wasn't just a one and done. Gabrielle Union is going to host an all-black cast reading of a Friends episode later on today. Now, it's not with the same cast. They've got somebody from Underground, someone from This Is Us, someone from Orange Is the New Black. I don't want to read through all the names because there's like, you know, several people in the show. But it looks like they're doing the episode titled The One Where No One's Ready from the third season. And I was like, which episode is that? So I texted my friend's trivia, not just to see if she would know immediately.
Oh, okay.
And she said, yeah, I know that one. It's the one where Ross is getting ready for an award. They fought over the cushion. Joey's wearing all of Chandler's clothes.
Wow.
Phoebe's yellow dress with the stain. There was a big Christmas decoration. And then she was like, why? So thank you, Heather, for that.
I love it that she answered first.
The reading aims to spotlight and support Michelle Obama's When We All Vote initiative, which this report says is a national nonprofit on a mission to change the culture around voting by bringing together citizens, institutions, brands, and organizations to increase voter participation. The event is also part of a new series, Zoom Where It Happens, launched on September 8th, which aims to amplify the fight for voting rights and electoral justice through culture and entertainment. The Friends Evening follows a Zoom Where It Happens all-black cast Golden Girls reading, according to this report.
Good for them.
Meanwhile on TV, oh man, how does Alex Trebek have to feel with all this talk of who should replace him? The latest is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Who is a big fan of Jeopardy. Some of his fans like the idea of him replacing Alex Trebek. He is not sure.
People who love knowledge, we all love Jeopardy. Okay. And I've even been in some of the Daily Double clues. So I'm feeling the show. And I think I would be really good at that. It's just not my goal this lifetime. Okay, if I can clone myself, definitely line me up. But as an astrophysicist, no, I find somebody else.
Nah.
Not me.
Yeah, so he
interesting.
He wanted the job, but he wants to act like he doesn't want it.
Right, right. I want you to you to woo me.
Yes. Speaking of wanting it, it's the wanting to be right in this case. In the new Uber Eats commercial, Mark Hamill and Patrick Stewart fight over the pronunciation of the word tomato, as both of their food orders arrive from Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. They also get confused with their space movie storylines.
Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomatoes.
Tonight, I'll be eating four cheese tortellini with extra tomatoes.
Stewart. So it's come to this.
Thank you. Bravo.
Careful, Hamill. Daddy's not here to save you.
Oh, I am my daddy.
Come again?
Wait, what? You said Daddy's not here to save you.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not sure I got that right.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, there's a full version. You can watch it online if you want. And then finally, I do need to get to this costume outrage, because a lady shopping for her kid's Halloween costume was shocked at a costume she found at Party City.
Yeah.
According to 13 News Now, she says the Arlington, Virginia mom of two adopted black children was shocked to find Party City selling Civil War rebel costumes with the Confederate flag on them. The mom told reporters at the end of aisle two, she found the two costumes just below the Pilgrim and the Ulysses Grant costume. One called the Confederate officer, the other with a bearded Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Both of their wide-brimmed hats had the Confederate flag on them. Party City responded saying, "We do not tolerate racism or hatred of any kind. We stand together in solidarity with our diverse colleagues, customers, and communities."
Yes.
"As a leader in Halloween with more than 60 million costumes per year, we supply a broad assortment of costumes, none of which are meant to offend in any way." Blah, blah, blah. The costume in question was sold at a franchise location. It's not produced or sold by Party City, corporately owned. We value customer feedback. Thank you, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like three paragraphs worth of stuff. Now, the costumes do not come up on the Party City website, but they are available from several other retailers nationally, including Amazon. The mom said after seeing those costumes in the store, she refuses to buy anything for her kids there. She will get their vampire and zombie unicorn costumes elsewhere.
And then someone dressed up like Sherman set Party City on fire.
I was surprised.
There we go. Fantastic.
The search for a zombie unicorn costume did throw me. That's detailed. I mean, that's when your kid is so specific and you're like, man, all right.
And never.
We're going to find you a zombie unicorn somewhere. I don't know how many stores we have to go to.
So in the end, I guess I missed this part of it. Did Party City say they were getting rid of the costumes?
They did pull it from the store. Yeah.
Okay. And so the lady's still going to boycott them?
I guess.
Well, that's dumb. I'm not a fan of the cancel culture.
No.
You know what? You brought it to their attention and they did something about it. Now you're being a D.
Oh, look, the report does say, though, as of Monday afternoon, they were still on the shelf.
Well, so. Then. Well,
let's cancel.
My dearest Beauregard.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. I'm with you. Like, if somebody messes up because they don't know and they learn and realize, hey, okay, that was the wrong thing to do, but I learned and I see why that was wrong, then I feel like that should be your goal. You know, that should be the goal. Like,
the goal is supposed to be to educate people and bring them up to a different, I don't want to say level, but to inform them of this thing that they're missing. And if you achieve that, then why do you have to, what's the need for some punitive measure? I don't understand that part of it.
And, of course, this doesn't work in every single situation, but in this situation,
you brought it to their attention. Yeah. They're like, well, we're getting rid of it.
But
like
you
said,
mistake, yeah.
Still on store shelves as of Monday, my dear Priscilla.
Yes. Around here today, we've got sunny skies, a high of 71, clear tonight, a low of 50, sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, though, we're at 59 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
59 degrees.